Students are threatening teachers with violence and in many cases are physically attacking teachers with little or no consequence.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore reading one of the many teacher comments in this survey. Remore says results indicate a little more than 80% of city school teachers who responded believe discipline and suspensions are being underreported in their schools.
What happens in the schools, and we're quite aware of it, is that City Hall is saying, look, we want you to reduce suspensions. So the principals figure the way of reducing suspensions is to not report them and not suspend. They're trying to look good.
More than 1,200 city school teachers responded to the survey from 65 of 69 city schools. Remore read off several more comments teachers wrote in that survey.
This is from McKinley High School. There is a student in the ninth grade who disrupts and is removed from every one of his classes each and every day. He lunged at a pregnant teacher. He was suspended before, but now, in quotes, we just have to deal with him. School 59. A student has tried to physically fight me twice. I was told that she cannot suspend her because they are afraid of her mom. Fights, furniture being thrown, students eloping, that means going out of class, nonstop verbal abuse, swearing at staff from students. The list goes on. It's an unsafe environment.
One teacher even reports claims of alleged sexual harassment occurring against teachers and students.
Last year, I was sexually harassed twice and was told that the student had problems, and I just had to understand that. I was told to return to my duty where I felt unsafe.
WBFO News reached out to the city district for comments. They sent a written statement. It says it has not heard of the claims made by the BTF from any school principal, but it will review the report. The district also points out that 90% of city students have extraordinary need, requiring direct and indirect supports, including trauma-informed care. Remore calls the results staggering. He says the district needs more help in dealing with unruly students.
We don't have enough alternative programs in the district. We don't have enough school counselors. We don't have enough school psychologists and social workers. And they are not sending these students there.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.